Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe. I'm happy to have you and hoping that you've had a chance to listen to my previous 4 or 5 episodes. We've been talking about building a business on the side, not just for those of you who are full-time employees or maybe even stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home dads, but for those of you who maybe even have a full-time business as it stands now, but you're building an additional stream of income on the side. So I've dedicated these last several episodes to the idea or concept of moonlighting. In other words, spending just a few extra hours dedicating and using your time in a focused way to build additional streams of income. Today's show is so cool. You're going to love it. The dude that you're about to hear from has a pretty high pressure position in a small company. But in addition to that, he's killing it in his MLM and has multiple additional streams of income. How does he do it? Does he have more hours in the day than you and I? Well, I wondered the same thing. I thought, does this guy sleep? Not only does Josh tell us what he does, he tells us how he's doing it, like specifically how he's making this happen. You're going to love this one. Before we get started, let me just remind you that there's lots of reasons why you can make excuses for putting off that thing you want to do, for trying things, for experimenting, for creating that additional stream of income. But we know the number one reason why most people fail to follow through on their dreams is lack of focus. If focus is what you need, if you need a system by which to keep yourself on task every single day because there are so many freaking distractions, your phone is buzzing, people are messaging you on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, you've got emails piling up, phone calls, letters, mail, all of these things that grab our attention, not to mention real people in real life, how is it you stay focused enough to make these kind of things happen, the kinds of things that you're going to hear in this episode? It's one word. It's focus. And if that's something you've been missing and you need a system by which to maintain your focus, I invite you to check out the Smart Life Push Journal, especially if you love goal setting, but you have a tough time staying organized and focused on your goals and your priorities. And it's something I've been working on for years because I kept buying journals. I kept buying, you know, these big, thick, heavy yearly journals or planners that were, they felt like a full-time job and they felt like they were making me more distracted and more overwhelmed. And frankly, after a month or two, I would stop using them, sometimes wasting over $100 on a single journal. In my quest to produce something that was simple, easy, fast, convenient, that I could carry with me like a water bottle all day, every day, realizing that my phone just wasn't cutting it, that's when I realized I had to create the Smart Life Push Journal. If most day planners and journals feel a little too much like scrapbooking, or if you just don't have the time to check off boxes and put in stickers and stamps and color pretty pages and doodle and design your own covers, if what you need is something that's simple and fast and keeps you focused on just a few tasks each and every day, while at the same time allowing you to track the progress of your health and fitness, then the 90-day goal-setting system of a Smart Life Push Journal is something you need to check out. So I encourage you to do so. There's a full money-back guarantee. Check it out by going to smartlifepushjournal.com. Okay, now without further ado, here's Josh.
Hey, Shalene, this is Josh Martin, and I'm super excited to tell you about how I get my side hustle on. And I currently work for a financial institution as a programmer/developer. We're a locally owned financial and not a mega bank, so the demands that come from my job title are pretty high since I'm the only developer in the entire business. While I enjoy the challenges that my job provides me, I've always had a burning desire to be my own boss. I've found that it's not my highest desire to work for someone else, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. The biggest drive for pursuing my side hustle, though, is that my soul is craving the opportunity to live in my purpose. As my good friend Nicole Walter says, a diversified bank account is a happy bank account. My main source of income is from an MLM. But in addition to that MLM, I have affiliate relationships with my favorite companies that I use to run my business and my website. I have an online t-shirt shop. I have my own courses and mini courses that I've personally developed. And I have my own consulting services. And having multiple streams of income ensures that there's always at least a trickle of money coming in.
Hi, it's me interrupting. Josh, I'm loving this so far, and I hope you, my listener, are loving this too, because it's really true. And not just because you always need some kind of income trickling in. I'm going to add to that and say, it's not just the trickle that's important. It's the, I don't know how to describe this, but when you have multiple streams of income, if something no longer interests you, or if that industry should change, if by chance people stop watching TV, i.e. infomercials, you don't have to freak out that things are changing. Like I hear from so many people that fear the thing that they're doing is going to go away, or the company that they're working for is going to be sold or change directions, or the thing that they are creating the greatest source of their income from may somehow change. Well, if you have multiple streams of income, not all at once, but that you are building on one interest at a time, at the right time, well, then you never have that fear. And if you look at just about anyone who's really comfortable financially, they're going to point to more than one stream of income. And the question you may have, as I did listening to Josh's message, is how do you do this when 40 hours of your week are consumed by a full-time job? Okay, I'll let Josh get to that.
But with all those different sources, I'm sure you're wondering, how in the world did I get all of that up and running while holding down a full-time salaried job? It didn't take that long. I'd say I work anywhere from 3 to 5 hours a day on my side hustle, and that's in addition to my 9 to 5. And that seems like a lot of work, but I actually schedule out my day and I utilize a process called batching through 9 to 5 vacation days. This is where I request a vacation day off and I eliminate all distractions, including my phone and the internet, and I create content and set these income streams up in a straight block of hours. When I'm not utilizing my batch days, I wake up anywhere between 4:30 and 5 a.m. to work before the sun comes up. While I'm at work, there's always those little bits of downtime that may or may not come in the form of a bathroom break. And those little breaks give me a chance to check in with things like emails or Facebook notifications. Now, I also recommend speaking to your boss, because odds are, if there is downtime, they're going to have no issues with you working on your side hustle. But overall, I'm looking forward to the day I send in my resignation letter. Not because I'm ungrateful for my day job, but because I finally get to live in my soul's purpose. And I'm telling you, my intentions for this year is to replace my 9-to-5's income, and I am getting closer each and every day to becoming my own boss. And I'm not going to be letting time or my 9-to-5 stop me from living my soul's purpose. If you want to learn more about me, head over to joshmartin.tv, and I'll be waiting for you over there.
Okay, and most articulate message award goes to Josh Martin of joshmartin.tv. Nice job, Josh. This is a really cool message, mainly because I really appreciate that you didn't just tell us what you're doing, you told us how you're doing it. Dude, that's my shtick. I love that. That's how I learn. You know, I think a lot of podcasts talk about what people do, even courses talk about what to do, but they don't specifically tell you how to do it. Dude, I love that Josh told us, I request a day off, and not do I just request a day off, here's what I do on that day off. I also love that Josh said, be honest with your boss. I agree. I'm watching Breaking Bad right now. I know I'm the last person on the planet to watch Breaking Bad, and I'm only through season 2, FYI. So there's more, yay. But if there's one underlying theme that I'm picking up from the show already, it's that lies often mean you just have to tell more lies. And to not tell someone something, like to specifically cover something up and hide it, in my book, is a lie. And it will always come to the light. Like, that is just a universal truth. When you try to cover things up because it's not right, or because you worry that someone will think it's not right, when you try to cover those things up, they always get uncovered. And then it looks bad on you. Like, why are you trying to cover this up? If you weren't doing something deceitful, then why hide it? Why lie? So I really appreciate that Josh was honest about that. And we've always treated our staff at Team Johnson and at Powder Blue Productions the same way. I encouraged everyone in our previous businesses, ones that we've since sold, to build their side hustle. You know, I mean, what a phony I would be if I'm like, hey, work for me full time and never try to build your own thing. And 90% of those employees either, you know, they were building their own thing or they knew they had the opportunity to. And the same is true at Team Johnson. You know, the folks that we have working for us are outstanding. They're amazing. And they're all encouraged to find what fulfills them. Like Josh said, it's like what speaks to his soul. And I hope that the work that the team we have speaks to their soul and that they find it rewarding. But I think if you're going to do that on the side, and not that your boss has to know everything you're doing, but like if it's something you would hide, then there's a reason why. Honesty is always the best policy. Lastly, I want to say this. No excuses here. If you take away one more lesson from Josh, it should be this. You have no one else to blame except yourself when it comes to getting done what you want to do. Like you can't say, well, I can't because I have this full-time job, or I just don't have enough hours, because unless you're really structuring your time and getting as focused and organized and planning out your days the way that you need to in order to accomplish these things. I mean, there aren't very many people who just quit their job and go full-time into starting a business. Almost every person you will hear on this show or in any other business podcast was usually building a side hustle, moonlighting to build a business while they were working full-time at something else. That's just how it goes. The difference between people who actually do it and don't do it is focus and organization. You've got to sacrifice watching 5 episodes of Breaking Bad. But seriously though, you really do. You have to get focused and serious about how you're using your time. When I was going through this process myself, I stopped going to baby showers and I stopped hanging out for, you know, long periods of time on Saturday afternoons with my girlfriends. I would sacrifice sleep in the early hours of my day. I'd wake up earlier to work on my business. When I was working full time as a paralegal, I would work my side hustle before work and after work and on my lunch hours. And when everyone else was getting together to celebrate Susie's birthday at the Mexican restaurant, I would say, oh, I wish I could. I've got to work on my business. So I wasn't being deceitful and taking hours away from my boss, but every additional hour that was mine was mine. I wasn't using it to socialize or to, you know, network at a job that I was hoping to someday replace. You've just got to be focused. You've got to be disciplined. You've got to be organized, and you've got to plan your days. Most importantly, you have to plan the hours that are yours. And you can do it. I know you can. You're smart. You're creative. You're resourceful. And you want this. So follow through. More episodes to come. And if you've got a story you'd like to share with me, please don't hesitate to share it. Write down a few notes. I like to know specifically what your earnings are. That's really important, not just to me, but to the person who's listening. You know, it's fun to hear these ideas, but it's really cool when we can attach some numbers to it. That's exciting. It's motivating for people. So share your story with me by going to shaleenjohnson.com/AskShaleen. Until then, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. So for now, we're done, but I'll talk to you soon. Love ya.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Life Push Journal. Write that down. SmartLifePushJournal.com. It's a system I created over 5 years ago, which to date has helped over 500,000 people accomplish their goals, become more productive, healthier, and happier in the process. It revolves around the push goal principles. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, no problem. The Smart Life Push Journal will actually walk you through the process of finding yours, creating it, and then accomplishing that goal and all the others on your list in less than 90 days. I've taught this system for countless years, and while it works for anyone who does it, it was difficult to help people develop the habit of just creating a push goal and then accomplishing 2 to 3 10-minute tasks each day around their push goal. Like, that seems like common sense, and you know that if you just do a few things each day towards your big goals that they're going to happen, but how do we make that a habit? Well, my 90-day goal setting system revolves around a physical journal that turns that concept into a habit. Now, if you're looking for one of those really fancy, pretty journals that, you know, has your whole year plus your electricity bill plus all of your birthday cards, and it's so big and so cumbersome you can barely carry it around, this is not your journal. I've designed this journal because I was a journal junkie. I went through hundreds of journals. I tried to create my own. I played with apps. But after looking at the neuroscience behind physically writing out these tasks, after spending so much time trying to figure out complicated day tracking journal systems and realizing I was spending more time putting on fancy borders and tapes and colors, it just dawned on me, my whole purpose is about simplicity. Like, let's make things simple. Fewer decisions, fewer distractions, a lightweight, easy to carry with you, portable journal. It's a 90-day goal setting system where you'll set goals to accomplish in the next 90 days, and then you pluck away at them 30 days at a time. So you don't carry around with you a journal that holds a year's worth of information or even 90 days. You carry around 30 days at a time. And that's important because in my study and in working with hundreds of thousands of people just like you, I found that things come up that change your goals, that change your direction. Life throws you curveballs and you need that fluidity. At the same time, you need accountability. It's like walking around with a life coach in your bag, in your purse, in your hand. You'll always have it with you. That was key. Because if you don't have it with you, then your goals, your dreams, and the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to master your goals are out of sight, out of mind. It's simple. It's fast. It does two things. It helps you track your health and fitness, which also includes your diet and nutrition, your sleep, all things that make you better, healthier. And it helps you track your day, your life. So you intertwine both business and personal. This is for the stay-at-home mom. This is for the entrepreneur, the network marketer. This is for the college student. This is for the person whose dreams are so big, they don't have time to turn their day planner into another cumbersome, huge, overwhelming project. It's simple, and it also includes a complete video series that teaches you how to use a journal. Because if you're like me, I don't like to read instructions. But how you use this journal is what makes it so amazing. I hope you'll check it out and learn more by going to smartlifepushjournal.com.